That is important. So in any teaching, the ism comes in the same point now. Wherever you go, from which direction, for example, if you are going towards the north side, then don't think that there is no Buddhas on the north direction. If you are going to the western side, don't think that there is no Buddha. But in the western side, there is Buddha Amitabha. When you go towards western, that means you are facing towards Buddha Amitabha. Try to respect, try to prostrate, try to do the invocation to Buddha Amitabha. He's always there. So in this way, wherever you go, whatever you act, if you do that with the mindful and remember the situations, the real situations, then normally you can use that properly and make it a practice by yourself. There are many, many ways to practice. Now it depends upon the individuals, how effective you are using that method. It depends upon the individuals. Some are very intelligent, they use it very nicely, skillfully. Some are very dull, they can't use it skillfully. Now try to apply this skillful means all the time and then practice yourself, and it will help you to increase, to improve your mind. Through those daily actions or daily practices, then you can also accumulate and you can also purify and make it successful. So, here I think so, the actual visualization of the power, how you have to visualize it, and how you have to eject the mind and mingle with the wisdom mind of Buddha. And all this, I explained everything. So far, my knowledge is concerned. I explained almost everything here, and you can do that way. And after that, after practicing, then you just apply those practices for the benefit of other living beings with deep devotion and faith, praying to your Root Guru and Buddha Amitabha, and use it with compassionate mind for them so that it can be of some use to those diseased beings. So, not only that, it is most importantly, it is necessary that you apply that practice at the time of death. If you are able to use it skillfully, nicely, then your practice is really successful, especially during the time of death. Because nobody can avoid dying. Everybody has to face that problem. Everybody has to die now. Everybody has to live one day, sooner or later. Nobody knows when you are going to die, but you have to face that. So why not face that properly, nicely, happily? If you can do that way, it's useful, it's helpful. And your practice is also very successful. If you won't do that, then nobody knows. In the near future where you are going to take birth, nobody knows if whether you are taking birth in a human life or not. If you are unable to take birth in a human being, then it is very difficult for you to practice such things. Such kind of practices are very difficult for you to understand. Even you can't hear that if you take birth in the lower realms. Then many, many eons you have to suffer there. And Even if you take birth in the higher realms, if you are in the god or demigod's realm, it's also very difficult for you to meet such type of teachings. And you can't hear that in those realms. But it is only in human beings' realm. And here also, not all human beings are fortunate. Only few selected human beings are picked up, and then they were given the teachings and they know it. Only few beings, human beings, they can understand it, they can listen it, they get the chance to practice. So this kind of preciousness, if you won't use it properly, then it's really you are wasting your precious gem without use. This is a precious gem. If you won't use it properly, you will have to leave this without using. That means that gem becomes useless. So try to make it useful. If you have a gem, wish-fulfilling gem, we put on the altar. If you won't pray, if you won't prostrate, if you won't offer and pray, the wish-fulfilling gem won't give you any blessings. If you pray to him, pray to the gem, then it will fulfill your wishes. So to the Buddhas also, all the Buddhas are like that. Buddhas don't have mind, conception mind, dualistic mind. He is completely free from this dualistic mind. That means non-dualistic wisdom. So if he has non-dualistic wisdom, he won't think saying that, oh, this person is praying to me, so I must bless that. This person is not praying to me, so I must punish that. Never, Buddha never thinks that way, because he don't have dualistic mind. Now it is up to us. If we pray to him, yes, blessing comes. If you won't pray or invoke to them, no blessings will come. So it depends upon your mind. Try to root out this dualistic mind and try to get the non-dualistic wisdom of Buddha. Then only it is useful to all. So through many practice, through many methods, through many views, you can do the practice and help it to develop your inner power. That means try to wake your Buddha nature. If you water the flower, then normally flower grows. So why not water your Buddha nature with practice, with doing good actions? That means you are watering on them. And then it will grow. And it can grow and become fully blossomed. That means fully awakened Buddha. So that is necessary. You should remind to yourself and try to understand that. Use this human body properly. Never leave this precious gem without any use. Use this precious gem properly so that you can die like a lion. Live like a king, die like a lion. Some sayings are like that. Or say, simple living, high thinking. That is very good. If you can do that way, it's very useful. Through that you can improve your Buddha nature and you can awake your Buddha nature, and one day it's really fully blossomed and can be very useful to all living beings, very powerful. So through these teachings, whatever the teachings were given, if you remember, if you keep in your mind, and if you practice a little bit from there, if there is any kind of help in these teachings, you can take out from there and use it, apply it to your day-to-day life. If there is some mistakes, then those mistakes are my mistake. It is not the mistakes of the teachings. I confess that if there is any kind of mistake in my teaching, that is done by me. I have done the mistake. But in teachings, there is no mistake. In Buddha's teachings, there is no mistake. Don't even doubt. So that is why some great master, they say, don't search only the mistakes. Search the good things and take it out. Like the magnet. You know the magnet? So magnet, when we put in the dust, from the dust, if there is iron dust, the magnet takes only iron dust, not other dust. Do like that. Try to take the only good things. Don't try to search the bad things. Don't try to search the mistakes that will obstruct your practice. That will grow your doubt. And if more doubt, then it thickens your ignorance. It will become so thick, that means it is very difficult to make it thin and destroy that. So throw your doubt and try to search the good things. So here I request to all, saying that whatever I have taught, whatever I have spoken here, if there is any kind of mistake, it is my mistake, not a mistake of the teachings. Don't even doubt to the teaching. Teachings is completely right. So give faith and devotion and then try to practice accordingly. Then it will help your mind. So with these feelings, since I taught you here, if there is any kind of good accumulations through listening these teachings, if there is any kind of accumulations of merit, you just dedicate it to all living beings, for the benefit of all living beings, and you are praying to them to become Buddhahood through purification of all the defilement, through accumulation of all the merits. If you have accumulated any sort of merit, you just share it to all living beings for the enlightenment now. If you do that way, then I think so. Whatever you listened will never be spoiled. Whatever I taught will never be spoiled. It is fully sealed until the enlightenment. Nobody can destroy that. So, with these, I think so, if you can dedicate for the benefit of living beings, I conclude my teachings here. So, it is necessary, if you can dedicate it for the benefit of other living beings, and with good intentions, I would like to conclude my teachings here with many, many thanks to everyone for giving this opportunity. And if there is any kind of help, you can use it properly. Never misuse it. Okay, thank you. Sonam Ji, Tamjee Sikh Bhaini, Tumne Nye Beta Nam Pamche Ji, Kegan Maji Pala.